With today's signing of the landmark Americans for Disabilities Act, every man, woman, and child with a disability can now pass through once closed doors into a bright new era of equality, independence, and freedom.
Former President George H.W. Bush at the signing of one of the most significant pieces of legislation he passed during his presidency, the Americans with Disabilities Act. That law prohibits discrimination against people with disabilities in employment, transportation, and public accommodations, and it was a model for similar civil rights laws around the world. Marion Vessels was there at the signing of the ADA in July 1990, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Jeremy?
Well, let me start, first of all, just by asking you how the Americans with Disabilities Act changed your life.
It was an amazing transformation for me. I've used a wheelchair since I was in college when I broke my back, and I always had to call ahead to see if restaurants and other venues were accessible. I automatically presumed things were not going to be accessible and was delighted when they were. Today, I rarely call ahead and sometimes am disappointed when I realize that they're not accessible or I have to think twice and make sure that I call ahead. The presumption is that things are going to be accessible.
They almost always are.
For the most part, but there's still a lot of old venues that are not, you know, not accessible and aren't required to be. But it, you know, it has been a tremendous sea change for people with disabilities.
How much did George H.W. Bush have to do with that?
A tremendous amount. In fact, I recently have been reviewing the history of the ADA for a lecture I was giving. And his work as vice president in helping to understand the issues and concerns of people with disabilities went a long way for his recognition that the ADA was critical and making sure that his administration did what was needed to get it passed.
So what are some of the challenges that remain? What still needs to be done for people with disabilities in this country?
Oh, there's tremendous amount of things that still need to be done. People with disabilities are still discriminated on the basis of their disability and employment. There are still many venues that are not accessible. People with disabilities still have a long way to go to be fully accepted as members of society. So the ADA is a great beginning, but even after all these years, we still have a long way to go.
And what do you think? I mean, today is not only a day that we're remembering George H.W. Bush, it's also the International Day of People with Disabilities. What do you think people that are listening to this need to know about what it's like at this point in 2018 to live with a disability?
Well, we have a lot more opportunities than we did in 1990. More and more people are being integrated into society. You'll see people with disabilities on the street. You'll see them in movies and on TV shows and on commercials. We now see that people with disabilities are to be expected to be included in society. And that's very exciting. And so the ADA has gone a long way for that full inclusion.
You were there at the signing in 1990 of the ADA. What do you remember about that day?
Oh, my gosh. It was such an exciting day. There were about 3,000 of us, folks with disabilities and those who advocated for the ADA, sitting on the White House lawn. And in typical D.C. weather for late July, it was horribly hot and humid. But there was this sense of excitement. I kind of refer to it as kind of like the 4th of July for people with disabilities because it was the beginning of our civil rights. There was just an electricity in the air, and it was just a beautiful day, and people from all over the country were there.
So former President George H.W. Bush is going to be lying in state at the Capitol. You're in Maryland. Do you intend to go and see him?
You know, it's something I hadn't thought about, but I've been watching all the ceremonies, and I was realizing that that's something that I, as a citizen, can do, and it's something I'm really considering now. Just this morning, thinking about, wow, I'm close enough that I could actually go and see a president in state, which is something that not many people can do.
That is Marion Vessels, who is a disability rights advocate. She was the director of the Mid-Atlantic ADA Center in Maryland for 20 years, and she was there on that day in 1990 when President George H.W. Bush signed the Americans with Disabilities Act. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.